So Sean Reed, you were just telling us it feels like an assembly line. I imagine during an already stressful time, performing an already stressful job, that must really take its toll on you.
It does. And, you know, Will and I were speaking before, and I said that the only really nice thing about furlough, and if you can say anything at all about it, is it's nice to emotionally kind of lay down the stress of COVID for a little while. You know, it's nice to go a couple of days without getting emails that say, like, you had an exposure or you took care of a patient that was COVID positive, because those emails for a while there were coming almost daily, trying to protect ourselves, trying to protect our staff, trying to protect our family. And for us, the mentality of emergency medicine in general is I've never served in the military, but I've talked to a lot of people that have, and they've often related to me that it's like the military. It's almost like a battle platoon. You develop these relationships with the people that you work with, and it's been hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Well, I'm so sorry for what you're going through, and I'm grateful for the work that you're doing. Thank you for being there on the front lines and putting your health at risk to keep other people healthy. Sean Reed, we really appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing that I was thinking about recently is that, you know, we're doing these things, and it's disheartening for us as healthcare workers in particular now to also see the conversation, especially a lot of it on social media, that conspiracy theories that basically state that the doctors and nurses who are doing these things are somehow involved in some greater conspiracy theory to damage the fabric of America. And that's not why we
I can imagine
school.
How hurtful that must be. I mean, I want to bring in reporter Will Stone, who's been reporting nationally on the furloughs and layoffs of healthcare workers. Will, put this in a national perspective for us.
Well, the numbers are pretty staggering when you're looking at job losses. I mean, just in April, 1.4 million healthcare workers lost their jobs. And when you break down those numbers, you see it's all over healthcare. Hospitals lost 135,000 jobs. People who work in private doctor's offices, almost a quarter of a million of them lost their jobs. In dentistry, more than 500,000 people lost their jobs. So this is happening all over the country in different sectors. I'm here in Seattle, and you know, we had the first U.S. outbreak, and now, just this week, the University of Washington announced they're furloughing 1,500 workers.
Hmm. And Congress has been taking steps to support a lot of businesses that have been hit hard by this pandemic. Do healthcare providers seem to be in line there for the kind of assistance we're seeing in other industries?
Yes, the federal government has been distributing billions of dollars in relief funding to hospitals and other healthcare providers. Places that are especially hard hit are supposed to get extra help, but industry groups say that's still not nearly enough. And, you know, there's another issue. The easiest way to get the money out there fast was for the federal government to funnel it through Medicare. But that has left out other places that are also struggling, like clinics that serve low-income patients, or children, or people with disabilities. Some of those programs don't qualify for any of the money coming from Congress, and they've had to lay people off too.
That is reporter Will Stone and also Sean Reed, an ER nurse at Multicare Valley Hospital in Spokane, Washington. Thank you both for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.
And if you have questions, we want to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. Stay with us. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.